This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
In the studio, we have, of course, Leanna Walsman and the lovely Maud Davey. Both lovely. Don't want to play favourites, not at this stage. I put questions
Maud
to...
Maud has become a regular, though, so...
She's virtually part of the team.
Time.
Don't know Mason Davey.
Davey.
And I put to Leanna and to Maud, before I introduce you properly, what year was Heart of Glass recorded? Leanna, no idea.
No idea. I believe she said, "Who's Deborah Harris?"
She said, "You know what she said? She fanned her face and said, I was far too young to know. Far too young.
I wasn't born.
Yours? I'm suggesting that it's the year I was born, so there you go.
And you?
I said 82.
And you?
79.
79 is correct. I know. Prize Maud Davey.
There you go. And it was the year you were born, Leanna.
That's right, yeah.
Wonder you're so special.
That was my first question. How old are you? Yeah. So Melancholia is the name of the production. It's currently playing at the Merlin Theatre Malthouse and opened last night. How are you feeling?
A little tired but ready for action again.
So six nights?
Yeah. So how long were you in rehearsal for that?
We did 4.5 weeks, but the last... last 4 performances were previews, so we rehearse all day. Then we do the preview at night, and then we have notes for another 2 hours. So up until yesterday opening, we were kind of doing the hard yards to make sure it was ready.
So it's the end of the opening night, because we went to, not that I'm going to bang on about it, we went to the Rocky Horror Picture Show opening night last night, and at the end of it I thought, is that like just such a massive release when you've been rehearsing and having previews, and then you have your opening night? Is that a big deal?
It sort of is.
Like a hurdle that you have to get over?
Yeah, it's a big hurdle because you're facing all of these people who you know are going to have strong opinions.
Yeah, and as Leanna said, you're pretty much doing notes. You could be tinkering with it.
And some friend's going to walk up to you and say, it's a very brave performance, Maud.
Yeah.
Very brave.
Yeah, very
brave. Quite a departure for you, or things like that.
And you go, they hated it. Yeah.
Somebody walked up and said, so how did that feel for you?
And I'm like, oh, no.
So is there pressure? Because Melancholia, of course, was a Lars von Trier film, so most people would be aware of the story. How does it go in reinterpreting? I don't know, it's not your job because you're the actors, but I guess it was... Who wrote the...
Declan Greene.
Right. So how does it go performing something that you know... Because presumably both you know the film very well. Is it like playing a character that you already know to be played? Like, you, Leanna, you're playing Charlotte Gainsbourg's character.
Yeah.
Is that in your mind when you're playing this?
No, not really, because... I mean, to start off with, I know it's quite... I always thought it would be really difficult to translate on stage because Lars von Trier's work, all of his work is really visual. Mm. And I guess there's like... He makes metaphors with his images and they go for hours and it's like his images are a score. So I guess translating it to stage is... We had to create the verbal. So it is really different. It's the same story and sequence, but in a completely different... we communicate it completely differently. So it's still incredibly beautiful, though.
So because it's quite a different thing in terms of what you were just talking about, then is it... It sounds like you really need to see the film to actually be in the production, do you think?
Do
you think it helps? Or, you know how some people will not meet the... Like, if they're playing an actual real-life character, they won't meet them or, you know, they won't see the film, read the book or whatever.
I think for Declan and Matt Lutton, who direct it, yes, it's important, but I don't know if it is that important for us. Yeah, of course I have, but I've only seen it once and a while ago now, and I didn't refer to it for any character kind of decisions.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But conceptually, it's interesting to talk about.
I felt like it was really valuable to see it before we went in because I had a sense of the story we were telling beyond what's on the page. Because what's on the page is fantastic. Like, Declan's done an amazing job. I think it's better than the film myself, but I'm not a very visual person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're the one. Isn't that funny? Because I was thinking, somebody said it's better than the film, and I was thinking, but it just opened last night. Who could possibly have said it? Would be more Davey.
Yeah,
yeah. I was thinking, I must have made that up.
No.
Maud, you've got a very varied background in performance because you're musical as well as doing cabaret, as well as doing physical theatre. How do you like, because this is a very straight theatre role, and I know that you've done that on, or is it not?
Oh, no, definitely.
I haven't seen Matt Lutton.
Oh.
I don't know, Maud's character's quite bold and
exciting. But also, Declan's a very particular writer. You know, he doesn't do, this is very naturalistic, but it's not a realist play by any means. It's quite magical. There's a lot of direct address. So it really...
You mean actor straight to audience?
Yep. Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And bold sort of performances. Mm. They're definitely not anything like the film.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, it's certainly not... certainly not Thornton Wilder.
You lost me.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm not ashamed to admit it. There's something for. There's something that engages that part of your performance background.
Oh God, yeah. Oh God, yeah. And Matt is an amazing director. He's incredibly detailed, isn't he?
Yeah.
He directs. It's like what he does is clarify. So he just strips out everything that isn't telling the story. You know, with your gestures, with your vocal work. It's very, very detailed. So that's really exhilarating, actually, to have.
And it's quite an intimate theatre. It's not like there's thousands of people and you have to... Like, you can have subtle gestures in a space like the Mellon.
Sure, but the stage is as big as the audience.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like it's kind of majestic.
Right. Well, we're going to have to get along to see it.
Yeah.
What is your run?
4 weeks. So we run till August the 12th.
Is that a long run?
No, it's normal.
I just noticed the Maltese, it does have a lot... I mean, it keeps it really fresh. There's always something going on.
I know.
Three theatres?
Two. Oh, well, three with the Tower, yeah. Mm. But what they did in the Comedy Festival was astonishing. They had, like, I don't know, seven shows a night and it all revolved every week. Did you see that? That was incredible.
Yeah, and they make use of, like, you know, pathways and stuff. You know,
Caravan was out there.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful theatre. Yeah. I've always wanted to work there, so this is a bit of a bucket.
So you're just down for this Genevieve? From Sydney.
Leanna. Yes.
What? Isn't that funny? But you're not from... That's right, because they said Jen was down for the show, but she's not from Melbourne either.
Who? Erin Jean?
Sorry.
Erin Jean, yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Erin Jean and Leanna.
I know what you're talking about.
I think Erin is... I think she moves in between Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah. I just clocked onto it too, Deno. Well done. Yes. We'll cut this bit out. You think this was live?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Leanna, you're from Sydney.
Yes, I am.
And how are you enjoying your stay?
I'm loving it, actually.
So do you have to come down for the full rehearsal period?
I've been living down here.
Can't even imagine being an actor. Like that. So how do you go about the business? So when you're performing in a play like this, do you already know what's happening next?
In my career, yeah, I wish I did.
It's like
I'm
your financial advisor.
What's
next?
I wish I did.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening next.
Anybody who's looking for an actor who looks a little bit like, what did you say? Natalie Bethenflade.
Well, just in that photo.
Really?
No, you don't at all.
She doesn't at all. It's just that photo.
I can't make a comment because, you know, Natalie will be listening. Melancholia runs at the Merlin Theatre at Malt House. 4 weeks. I can't even read that. Previews are done. Opening night was last night. It's 6:30 Tuesday, 7:30 Wednesday to Saturday. And there's a matinee Saturday...
3 p.m.
And a 5 p.m.
on Sunday.
That's not that catchy just to say. Yeah, come on down and catch us at all these various times. But you can go to the website.
Yep.
Malt House Theatre. And you can buy tickets off there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying it?
Yeah, it's great.
What's the biggest challenge for you, Maud, in terms of looking down the barrel of a 4 week season? It's not the regular pay, is it?
No, it's only one day off. One day off is hard.
And then I guess...
it'll just be recovery, surely.
Yeah.
Rehydrating.
It's very brief.
Yeah. Mm. And weeks and weeks of it, because we've been rehearsing 6 days a week too, so...
Yeah.
You've
just come from something else, though.
Yeah, which was intense. Mm. So, that work-life balance, that's the hardest
thing. Goes out the window.
Yeah.
But you have to take what you can get when you can get it, don't you?
Yeah.
So,
Presumably this is produced by Malt House.
Yeah.
So, is there a chance for it to tour?
I don't know.
Hasn't been talked about yet, but I mean... I'd love other people to see it.
There you go, Dee Mason starting the conversation. Thanks, guys, so much for coming in, and best of luck with the show. The show is, of course, Melancholia. Go to the Malthouse website to purchase your tickets.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.